You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
On a post-first weekend of the NCAA tournament on the men's side, we continue with the women's coming up tonight. How's your bracket doing? We'll ask that question. Talk about March Madness. A look at a look at NCAA wrestling and a whole bunch more here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Welcome aboard from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you, joined by Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Isaac Alzinga on the other side of the glass, our trusty producer here on a Monday edition of the program. And we welcome you in here on 1600 ESPN and Eastern Iowa's home for sports, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Hope everybody had a great weekend of whatever sports activities you took in over the past 4 days. Great to be back with everyone, and can't wait to hear from you on the text line, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600, and that is the phone line as well, if you would like to get in touch with us in that fashion. And bring Mark in on a Monday. Good afternoon. How was your viewing over the last 4 days since we've been talking with the great folks of Eastern Iowa and beyond out there?
I think I went through a bottle of eye drops, Scott. And good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And it was quite a 4 days of NCAA tournament action, whether it's men, women, wrestling, what have you. It was just jam-packed with so many storylines. And even more items coming up on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, basketball and otherwise.
Yeah, we've got coaching changes to talk about in there. Cage Troy says she was all into the NCAA wrestling. A lot of people are in on the NCAA wrestling. Penn State setting a brand new scoring mark. And we will talk more about that coming up with Mark. But we can ask Isaac. First of all, Isaac, hello. How are you coming off of wrestling?
In a word, exhausted. I wrote something like 15 articles over 3 days, and I never want to write anything ever again. No, I'm just kidding. It was a really good time. I'm just very, very tired. It's very taxing.
Good time had by all, though.
Yes, I spent about a day and a half, I think, in that arena in total over the three days there. But yeah, like you said, a lot of interesting storylines, a lot of interesting things from the Iowa camp that I'm sure Mark will talk about on Wednesday.
Yeah, Penn State, not unexpectedly, ran away with the thing. So, but it was great to have champions from Iowa State and UNI. Iowa with the finalist. I thought Drake Ayala wrestled pretty darn good. Just got caught early in an offensive move and had to play catch up the whole time. But we'll talk more about that coming up. But we got a lot of basketball to hit first here at 3:08. Text line already up and running at 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. And Mark, first weekend of the tournament is not yet in the rearview mirror because we've got women's basketball. The second round continues today and this evening, and that includes the game at Carver Hawkeye Arena between the Iowa Hawkeyes and West Virginia. That is slated for a 7 o'clock start tonight. That will be an ESPN broadcast coming up this evening. There are games that have been played and are being played right now. On the women's side, number 2 seed Notre Dame disposed of Ole Miss 71-56 in the Albany or Albany 1 region, whichever you prefer. And just underway in the Portland 4 region, 3rd seeded North Carolina State leads Tennessee early 6-2. Indiana is in action tonight. Iowa, as we mentioned, in action tonight. Creighton in action. Kansas from the Big 12 also in action coming up this evening. But I think we start things off by, before we get to the men's tournament, Mark, by focusing in on the women's tournament, looking ahead to tonight, and then looking back at last night. And if you had to go to bed to get up for work early, or if you just stayed up, listened to the broadcast we had here on 1600 ESPN, you did yourself a solid, because let's just start with last night, Mark. That was, I think that had to go down as the best game in the first round of the NCAA women's tournament last night. Number two seeded Stanford at home in overtime had to sweat it out in defeating the seventh rated Iowa State women, who got a really, really solid two games. First one from Audie Crooks, who went for 40-plus. And then Emily Ryan, the senior who will be back next year. That is going to be a big, big plus for Bill Finley and Iowa State. She was outstanding last night as she kept Iowa State in it, I think, single-handedly, and almost knocked off Stanford last night.
Well, Scott, as I told you earlier, I had not planned staying up as late as I did, but I'm sure glad I did. I mean, I watched the end of the Houston-Texas A&M game on the men's side, an overtime game, and, man, can't get any better than that, right? Wrong. Iowa State-Stanford women, maybe the game of either tournament, in my mind. I mean, it just back and forth and back and forth until the very end, and Stanford won it in overtime. Hats off to Bill Finley and his team, his program. It came a long ways this way with a lot of underclassmen and just fought tooth and nail with a Stanford team that has the all-time winningest basketball coach in the college ranks and so many very, very good players. But that was well worth it last night. And then we turn 7 o'clock tonight to a game with a lot of storylines, shall we say.
Yeah, there are no end of storylines with the Iowa-West Virginia game coming up tonight. Of course, the biggest storyline is Caitlin Clark and her senior teammates playing their last game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And that's a big enough storyline right there. And can Iowa move on and get into the Sweet 16? So you got that going right there. Of course, the other storyline that has been, I think when it first came out, it was played up. I think it's lost a little momentum over the last handful of days, especially when it was talked about by the head coach at West Virginia. And frankly, I had no problem with it, Mark. I know a lot of people had problems with it, came out and said, okay, let's win the first game and let's send Caitlin Clark packing. What is he supposed to say? It was a great season and then we're going to lose in the second game. There have been a lot worse things said in the world of sports than what the West Virginia coach uttered.
Well, I thought when I first saw it, it was somewhat of a joke and a jest by the West Virginia coach, but I think he meant it. And what's he supposed to tell his team? Give him a little motivation, and perhaps Iowa will use it as motivation tonight, as if it needs anything else, principally to advance in the tournament, which is fraught with potholes, and Iowa's got to avoid that tonight against a very good defensive team in West Virginia. The pressure's on. We'll see how Iowa reacts, whether Caitlin Clark can keep her composure and lead this team to another victory. I expect it to, but you never know.
Not the smartest. Now, again, by saying that I don't think it's the worst thing ever said, was it the smartest thing ever said? Probably not, because I think that Caitlin Clark and her teammates are going to use that as a little bit of a motivational tool. And which you brought upon the discussion here, Mark, another facet of this game tonight, and that is Iowa did not play a good first half, did not play a very good first 8 minutes against Holy Cross, although in the end, the Hawkeyes won handily in that first round game Saturday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. But it was clearly a frustrated Caitlin Clark. A lot has been made of her interaction at the end of the first half, her dad's interaction from the stands with Caitlin Clark. We've all been there if you have children. Maybe not on the national stage or anything like that, but it has happened many times before. You learn from it, I guess. And I think Caitlin Clark is going to learn from that situation. And I think she'll use it as a motivating factor for tonight, along with perhaps what West Virginia had to say when they saw their bracket assignment come out. All remains to be seen here. I think the Hawks are going to come out and play much better. And hopefully a 100% and ready to go Hannah Stuhlke for this game.
That will help. And I'm curious to know if Caitlin Clark has spoken to her dad. And I'm sure she's seen the videos of him just saying, stop it. And at one point said, bench her. That was quite interesting to me. Brent Clark reacting to his daughter's actions on the floor. And I called Clark out on it. She's had a few outbursts. This is what competitors do. I understand that. But not all. A lot of times this is what competitors do. They expect more out of themselves and their teammates than maybe other players do. But I'm growing tired, frankly, of antics of players on the court. You saw last night in the Stanford-Iowa State game, the big center for Stanford fouls out and mouths, I can't say it on the air, but it involves a word that starts with an F, whether it was towards an official or the Iowa State bench. I'm seeing it more and more, and I don't like it.
One of the things I wrote down for show prep today, for the first 4 days of the men's tournament and the first 3 days of the women's tournament, especially the men's tournament, I think not quite as much for the women's tournament, but I put down chirping at refs from the players. Saw that so many times. And during the season, I think 80% of those would have drawn technicals. I've not seen a technical as of yet on a player for being demonstrative. That's hard to say on a Monday. Demonstrative toward an official. The officials are taking a lot of abuse from coaches and players through the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament. And like you said, it's been more on the players' end of things. Just getting up to the referees and just yelling and stomping and crying and all this. And it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. 319-366-1600 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. The tantrums have gotten a little carried away recently. It's nonstop all games is 11:85. And I would agree. I would agree with that. I thought we would see some whistles. Only whistles we have seen so far are for stoppages of play, for reviews at the end of the game, and reviews on flagrant fouls. That's another thing, Mark.
Yeah, it is. And maybe that's a topic for a show soon, maybe with Kevin Lehman on Thursday. But as far as tonight's game goes, I think it's going to be a pretty decent matchup. You mentioned Stuhlke's return from a migraine that she suffered against Holy Cross. And I think that will only help the Hawkeyes. I don't know what kind of defense West Virginia is going to throw at Iowa. It'll be the kitchen sink. I know Iowa Holly Rowe, the national television reporter, tweeted out today, Iowa was working on its press in a workout this morning. And, you know, it's just one more step along the way for these Iowa women. And I don't know when it's going to end, but it's going to end fairly soon. And it'll end a remarkable era in Iowa women's basketball.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Yes, there was Alabama getting the technicals. two technicals on Alabama, one off the bench and one on the floor. So that, yes, they did. They did finally get to the technical situation right there. David in Hudson says, after watching some of the women's tournament, I am convinced the refs have almost no control. A couple of technicals would end this situation. 1776 weighing in. They should have teed up Caitlin. Would have solved the problem. Perhaps that would be the case. Who knows? Our friend Nebraska Jason. Unfortunately, chirping at the refs has become an issue at the grade school level. Pulled a 10-year-old out of a game this year because she wouldn't stop. Next practice, everyone ran because of it. Good for you, Jason. Good for you out there. Yes.
Kind of learn behavior, isn't it?
Well, you monkey see, monkey do, right? As far as you see it on television, your hero's doing it, you're going to do it at a younger age. Nip it in the bud. Barty Fife. 81-86, apparently other players don't want Reese to hog the spotlight on poor sportsmanship. Iowa LSU is still on the board. Iowa Kansas State is off the board. Kansas State was beaten by Colorado. So if Iowa wins tonight, they will take on the Colorado Buffaloes in the next round. Let's get to, before we get to an Evil Sideways scoreboard update and start talking about the men's tournament, let's bring in our friend Cajun Troy to start on Monday. How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing well. Well, you know, Colorado beat LSU, but anybody could beat LSU this year. They're just pathetic.
They did not look good for a half.
No, they haven't looked good all year. I think, you know, after winning championship, I don't know, between the coach and Reese, you know, it's just all that. But I will have to say, I cannot watch a full game in professional or college in basketball. First of all, when they go like 4 or 5 minutes without scoring, drives me crazy. And then, like you said, they complain for every call. So this is how I watch basketball. I check my phone. If it's a close game with 2 minutes left in it, I turn it on. Otherwise, I don't waste my time. You know. So I was so glad wrestling was on this weekend. And this was so bad watching games this weekend. I just turned on my recording of RuPaul Drag Race.
Well, love you guys. All right, thanks, Troy. By the way, that is the first mention of RuPaul's Drag Race ever here on the Gym Class. Can I?
Not surprising that Troy has options.
I watched a lot of wrestling too. Sorry to bring that up for you, Isaac. It's okay. You know, since you saw what 3 days of wrestling, or
it was
four
days. It really was a good tournament. I had a lot of fun watching it, and Penn State's dominance was interesting to follow. I'm just dead. I don't know how else to describe it. I am exhausted. I don't think I've ever written so much in my life, apart from like assignments and stuff like that.
All right, 3:22. We're going to get to the men's tournament coming up, but we want to talk and give you an Emil Sideways scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open Monday through Saturday from 4 o'clock until 11 o'clock. Food available until 9 o'clock. Check out their entire menu at emilshideaway.com. They're a fully stocked bar and family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online ordering, and curbside pickup and delivery. Thanks to Jamie and Chris, Dave, and everybody at Emil's Hideaway. And you got a packed scoreboard today, Mark.
I do indeed. Top by congratulations to the Kirkland women's basketball team, which won the National Junior College Division II championship on Saturday, defeating number one and undefeated Johnson County 69-58. It is Kirkwood's and Coach Kim Mule's 9th national championship. The Naismith Coaches of the Year finalists are out for both the men and women. Both T.J. Otzelberger of Iowa State on the men's side, Lisa Bluter on the women's side, among those four finalists. Coaching news over the weekend, of course, Darren DeVries going from Drake to West Virginia. Also, Michigan hired Dusty May from Florida Atlantic. And today, Kyle Smith is going from Washington State to Stanford, which already has three or four players in the transfer portal. Speaking of the portal, Iowa State men have nabbed DeSean Jackson, a 6'11 center from Charlotte. He will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Off the hard court, the year of the long shots continue in the PGA Tour this year. Matthew Pavon, Jake Knapp, Nick Dunlap, and now Peter Malnati are among your champions this year, and quite a story for Malnati. And finally, defense has been banned in the NFL. What's called the hip drop maneuver done by defensive players, where you have two arms wrapped around a ball carrier and you kind of drop your hips. That has been outlawed over the objection of the Players Association. Has been outlawed and will be subject to penalty this season by NFL owners.
Yet another thing that the referees have to make a split-second judgment decision on. And it's going to come up in very interesting times. And, yeah, good luck. Good luck. Yeah, good for Darren DeVries. Did not put together West Virginia and a kid from Northeast Iowa, but stranger things have happened, and Tucker is going with him. So that's going to be a big, big, big setback for the Drake Bulldogs. We know that. See how many people go into the transfer portal. The Mo Valley, talking with Kevin Lehman earlier on today, going to have five new coaches next year. Indiana State's coach is going to end up somewhere too, either Louisville or St. Louis, it looks like. So, and you mentioned Dusty May coming in. And the coaching carousel, kind of like the portal. Never ends out there. By the way, KGYM bracket pool. Two rounds are in the books for the KGYM Bracket Challenge, brought to you by Imon Communications. And we've got a three-way tie at the front right now. E-Man, Chad Peribo, and Wessel. I don't know if that's any of our friends in the Wessel family, Mark, but they are tied with 104 points right now. I have found myself, Isaac. I am in that big log jam with 88 points and with 39 other people.
my guess is that Marla Wessel, not Jeff Wessel, entered that one.
Well, he took Arizona. I know that. If it's Jeff, he would have taken Arizona all the way to the championship.
But what, his wife Marla?
All the entire Wessel family would have taken Arizona to the national championship game right there. Is your bracket busted, Isaac? Whoop, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was getting a little bit close there with the Houston game, because I picked Houston to win it all. Let's see. I have three of my final four. The Kansas one hurt. Kansas going out hurt. But other than that, I think my final four is still looking pretty good.
I've got them all. I've got seven of my Elite Eight still alive.
That's pretty good at this point.
I lost Kentucky. That was a dumb move.
I think that was a lot of people's first real big misstep.
Lost them. How are you doing, Mark?
I have all eight of my Elite Eight alive.
Well done.
I happened to pick Marquette to go to the Elite Eight, and that's worked out so well, pretty well, if it can get past North Carolina State. But, yeah. 12 out of 16 in the second round, and or 12 out of 16 left in the Sweet 16, and all eight in the Elite Eight, all four Final Fours. Let's see.
Very good.
Not so much confidence on Houston right now.
We will talk about the men's tournaments and the NIT last night when we come back here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Great to have you with us, and stay tuned. More to come right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have temperatures in the 50s as strong winds out of the south pump in that warmer air despite the clouds and the rain. We are going to have some more widespread showers around as we head through the afternoon and early evening. Then overnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be passing by as temperatures remain around 50 degrees. By morning, we'll have some rain changing to a wintry mix, and temperatures will start to drop out of the 40s and into the 30s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
What will you write in that email? The one admitting you've been hacked. Today, your clients trust you. You still have time. So call Network Computer Solutions for a network security scan. This highly specialized process detects security gaps in your network, and NCS provides recommendations to close them. Do everything you can today so your business never has to write that email. Call NCS for a network security scan at 319-247-7223.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star, and I wanted to let you know one more time about their delicious, and I mean delicious, boneless wings that are on sale right now for $4.99. They are great for a quick snack, a lunch on the go, or if you want to just pick up something for late night viewing of NCAA wrestling or women's tournament basketball or men's tournament basketball, whatever the case may be. Boneless wings, they are terrific at $4.99. Also, quick hot savings are available on Nature's Touch Butter, $2.99 with a limit of 5, as well as 12-ounce frappes, smoothies, and cold brews, assorted varieties, 2 for $4, and Quickery Cinnamon Sensations Cinnamon Rolls, 4-count for just $3.99. I'm making myself hungry right now. All available at your neighborhood Quick Star. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Get a front row seat to Iowa sports betting discussions with the WagerWise podcast at kgymradio.com, powered by Betfred Sportsbook.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
3:32, back with you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Coming up tomorrow, yeah, I know it snowed. There was snow on the ground, still a little bit. Could see some more. Then it's going to get warmer. Does not stop Major League Baseball from starting in earnest this week. And, Mark, we're very happy to announce that once again this year, Cal Eldred is going to join us, the former major leaguer, Major League pitching coach, commentator, going to join us every other week on Tuesdays, once again starting tomorrow. So get your picks for the Major League Baseball season, Mark, ready to go. That you will sure to pretty much put the kibosh on some team. I know I will. But we're going to talk baseball tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. And Cal, really looking forward to the segment every other week. And so the three of us are going to make all our picks tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Better let Cal know. Or I'll let Cal know. I know one team that I am not picking to do, but I think they're going to win more than 63 games. I think that's a little low for my White Sox, but not by much. 70, I think, is going to be a real cause for celebration. We will see on the south side. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Let's shift to the men's tournament. We've been talking about the women's tournament. Iowa playing West Virginia tonight at 7. The great showing by the Iowa State women, despite the loss to second-seeded Stanford on the road last night. But starting things off with Ralph in Riverside saying what a great fun weekend of basketball. Mark Few really impressed me this weekend. Who was your most impressive teams? Thank you, Ralph. I will let you kick that off, Mark.
Man, there's so many candidates. I'm going to take two, really. I knew Connecticut was good, but man, oh man, they are really good. And it's going to take a terrific effort for anybody to beat them. San Diego State coming up next. But I marvel at North Carolina State. It's the number 11 seed, kind of an outlier in the remaining 16. Scott, as you know, this team won 7 games in 12 days to get to this point. NC State was 10th in the ACC, which has done quite well, by the way, in the tournament with 4 teams remaining. But think about it, 7 wins in 12 days.
That's almost 1983-esque, and Jim Valvano. They are on that type of a roll, and they have been impressive. You got to start and end with UConn, and good luck beating them in Boston in their backyard for the next 2 rounds. And I know that Iowa State fans do not want to hear that, and we will get to Iowa State coming up here in just a couple minutes. But you know what? The advantage Iowa State had in Kansas City and in Omaha, that's the advantage that UConn is going to have in Boston. It's going to be very, very tough to put them on the sideline. Gonzaga, they were very impressive as well. And I know they're a 1, Mark, and I had my doubts, and it still may come to fruition. I thought Purdue, with all the baggage that they had going into this tournament this year, other than about the first 8 minutes of their first game, I thought Purdue may have exercised some demons. And they took it out on poor Utah State yesterday, as they lost their coach, by the way, today, as you mentioned. But I'm really impressed by how Purdue is playing right now.
Yeah, and it's Purdue-Gonzaga in the next round. And so many great matchups in the Sweet 16, and it gets underway on Thursday. And Iowa State-Illinois, I can't really wait for that one. Problem is, it's going to be about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night after the previous game goes 3 overtimes. I also think Tennessee was very impressive. You know, Illinois has been impressive, but it really didn't have to get by the Titans of, you know, Morehead State and Duquesne. We'll see what it can do against Iowa State. I think a fascinating matchup.
I think it's going to be a great, great matchup. And Cyclone Tim was thinking of you when Iowa State's men's team was disposing of Washington State, and got to be happy with that. He also says that we are getting closer and closer to the sleaze fest, that is Kim Mulkey against the Iowa Hawkeyes. LSU's got to beat UCLA first, Mark. I'm not so sure LSU is going to beat UCLA, but that remains to be seen.
Careful what you say. Kim Mulkey may threaten to sue you.
That is a crazy, crazy thing. Just to get everybody updated on that Tennessee game right now, NC State leading the Lady Vols 37-29 about halfway through the second quarter in a high-scoring affair between the number 3 seed and the number 6 seed going on in the women's tournament right now. And UConn versus Tennessee is Troy's final. And she likes the big man from NC State. He's good. He's good. Got a good touch in there as well. And I agree, NC State has been very, very impressive early on, Mark. And the good job by the ACC in the Big East. I think they're kind of leading the parade right now. A little bit maybe underappreciated going into the tournament, with the ACC not getting a ton of bids like usual, the Big East only getting 3. They're still alive. The ACC doing very well. Was the Big 12 a little bit overthought? I don't know. A lot of people have been asking that question now since the second round of the tournament ended. Big 12 did not do as well as I thought they were going to do. Mountain West did not certainly do as well as I thought it was going to fare, Mark.
Now, two Big 10, two Big 12 teams left, and I think it's kind of cool that 8 out of the 16 spots in the Sweet 16 are occupied by 8 different conferences. No, the Mountain West didn't do well, but it still has a survivor. I mean, the West Coast has got somebody in there. Pac-12 didn't do any great shakes. The SEC has done okay. So a wide representation, I think it's really, really neat to see.
Yeah, very much so. As far as the Iowa State Cyclones are concerned, Iowa State getting to that game with Illinois on Thursday night as the Cyclones with a couple of victories. As the second game against Washington State. Washington State, not a big firepower team, but they had some big guys inside. And I thought it would be a little bit of a tough game for Iowa State. I thought they would advance after Drake and Washington State went toe-to-toe. Iowa State dispatching of South Dakota State in that first-round matchup. I think Iowa State shoots the ball like they did in the second half, Mark, from three. Taman Lipsey, not one, but two big end-of-the-shot-clock step-back threes that he would not have made last year. And he drained them in that game against Washington State. It's all going to be tempo Thursday night. Illinois and Iowa State is going to be, there's a reason they have that as the last game going off on Thursday night, because that's going to be one whale of a basketball game. You've got the number one, I believe I read this today correctly, the number one KenPom offense in America going up against the number one KenPom defense in America. You cannot ask for something better than that.
No, and the Iowa State brilliant season continues, reaching 16. I mean, you could see it winning a game or two more. Illinois, to me, it just does. I've watched so many games of the Illini that, you know, they kind of plod along until about 8-10 minutes left and then turn it on. I don't know that they can get away with that against Iowa State. But the X factors for me are Terrence Shannon and a burgeoning play of Dane Danger inside. He's played brilliant in the postseason.
Yeah, I would agree. And matchup-wise, this is going to be tough matchups for the Iowa State guards, because Lipsy's going to have to guard somebody that's going to be bigger than he is. I would imagine Domask will be on him after his triple-double in the first game for Illinois. Shannon is going to be a tough matchup for Iowa State. Now, on the other side of the coin, I think that you're going to see Illinois have some problems with Iowa State. I think they may have to go with Danger a little bit more than they usually do. Coleman Hawkins kind of likes to stay in that perimeter. I think he's going to have to go inside. I think Iowa State's going to make him go inside a little bit more. It's just a game that is fraught full of matchups. And as you know, March is all about matchups. You could be better in air quotes on paper than a team, but if you do not match up well against them, you're not going to win. Best example of that was in the first round when Grand Canyon just ran St. Mary's out. St. Mary's has better talent on paper, but they could not guard the quickness of Grand Canyon.
Matchups and guard play, we've been told that. We know that. Kevin Lehman reminded us of that. That's what wins in the NCAA tournament, and previous to that, the conference tournaments. And many, many times it's been borne out. And Iowa State's one example. Lipsy's play has been elevated tremendously. Iowa State's going to need a big game from Rob Jones and Hassan Ward, Trey King, and some of those bigger guys to combat things. So I know we'll talk more about it as the game nears, but really looking forward to that matchup.
Before we get to Troy in Muscatine County here, 0905 says, what about Arizona? They have length, are number two in rebounding margin, and are one of the best running teams. That is my pick. Rebounds equal extra possessions. Yep. I would agree. I've got Arizona in the Final Four right with you, 0905. And key is going to be for Iowa State, Illinois. Can Iowa State turn Illinois over? They turned over South Dakota State. They turned over Washington State, 21 points off of turnovers. That was the difference in that game. And if Iowa State can do that to the Illini, they will win. If not, I think Illinois is going to come away with that. Let's go to Troy in Muscatine County on this Monday at 3:45. Hi, Troy. How you doing?
Great, guys. What a great game that's going to be. Lipsy and Domas, two of my favorite guards. Very smart, really run the team well. I had a question about Drake, your feelings on that. They had such a great run under Coach DeVries. Great hire by West Virginia. Do you think Drake can ever elevate their program to the next level, mid-major? I think it was a big sticking point that the Valley was a one-bid lead for Coach there. I think that had an impact. Not sure, though, but just wanted to see if Drake can do anything to get that next level mid-major.
Well, they've had this before. I mean, you recall Keno Davis with Emin Ecker and that group that took him up to the top, won the Valley, lost on a buzzer beater to Western Kentucky in the first round, kind of fell off. Keno Davis went to Providence. That didn't turn out good. And Drake, it took a couple years, but they got back up Nico Medved, and then he leaves to go to Colorado State. Yeah, Darren DeVries comes in. I think they're going to be okay. Maybe not next year, although Enright, they've got some young players. The whole question is going to be the transfer portal, Troy, in my opinion, because right now the Valley is a AAA league for the Power Six conferences. Can they keep those guys there?
Should the goal be to make it to the next level conference? Is that possible? Could they ever be a Creighton? Could they ever be a Marquette?
No.
Or is it they destined to be where they're at?
No, Drake's going to stay in the Mo Valley. I mean, in my opinion, Mark, if you disagree, let me know. But I don't see Drake ever leaving the Mo Valley.
I don't think so now that teams have been added and it's a very quality league. I don't know that you need to go or attempt to go to a higher level conference to prove yourself. Drake's already done that. But I think this Drake program is at a crossroads because – not only is Darren DeVries leaving, Tucker DeVries is leaving. Ayton Wright and Enright are both in the transfer portal.
Oh, okay. I did not see that. So they are in the portal already.
Yeah, there's three guys off this year's team. And Brody, I don't think, has another year, does he?
No.
I mean, that's – you're gutting that team and have a new head coach come in. I know you can get well in the portal. We'll just see what Drake does, but it's going to take a while, I think, to get it back to where it was.
Yeah. Good question, though, Troy.
Well, and Indiana State certainly deserved a bid, I think, this year. So thank you.
You bet. Yeah, Indiana State won their, 31st last night. you know, Troy's got a good point, Mark. How much of that thinking of a one bid league went into Darren DeVries' decision to go to West Virginia?
I'm sure it played a little bit, and I know our friend Kevin Lehman is not only surprised with West Virginia, but he told us last week that he thought Darren would stay around and see his son's career out at Drake, but now he's going to see it out at West Virginia. That's a good point, Scott. I think that may have played into it. And DeVries is at a age where, any move is not going to be surprising to better yourself. Five-year deal.
0558 says Matt Gaten's next Drake head coach? Question mark. Possible. But that's, Matt Gaten's, that's a big reach. Of course, he started his career at Drake as far as coaching is concerned before coming to Iowa City, but that's a big jump. That's a big jump from not lead assistant coach at a power conference to jumping in to a mid-major. I'm not saying that Matt couldn't do it. I'm just saying that is a big jump right there. His name has been bantered about. A couple of assistants, their names, that Drake, if they do not go with Darren DeVries to Morgantown, have been talked about. Blunt from the Iowa State staff has been talked about as well as one of the candidates to possibly go there. Another one, Brian Peterson, former Kirkwood coach, now in, the head assistant for Eric Henderson up at South Dakota State. His name has been bantered about in the last 12 hours to possibly go to Drake. Jeff Horner to Drake, says 1347. I could see that more than I could see Matt Gaetans. And Ali Farouk-Manesh says 7148. I definitely can see that. Nico Medved's top assistant at Colorado State. And, of course, we know what he has done with his background in the Missouri Valley. They're going to have some candidates, Mark.
Yeah, and I think almost all of them we've listed have a kind of an Iowa tie. And, you know, that may work, may not work, you know, between Horner and Gaetans and Farouk-Manesh and the Iowa State assistant. We're talking, you know, provincially more than anything else. And I think it gets, while there may be several good candidates among that crop, you know, I think people think outside the box in that regard. And I think they need to get somebody fairly quickly because things happen in the portal and Drake's going to need the portal.
I would have never said Darren DeVries to West Virginia, by the way.
No.
I would have never thought about that in a million years. 319-366-1600. Couple texts before we move on here. 0835 says this, Illinois-Iowa State game was destined as a Final Four matchup, but I agree. I think this matchup might be too much for Iowa State. I think Illinois gets it. 8582, ask Wichita State how moving up worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Not too well for Wichita State. Now, Loyola, going to the A-10, won the regular season. As we know, that means nothing in the college basketball world. It's how you do in 3 days at your conference tournament, which is another sticking point that we're gonna talk about that, Mark. I made some mental notes here about the NCAA tournament, and it's not going to be this week, but we will get to that down the road here. And speaking of that, did you see, Mark, Val Ackerman, the Big East commissioner, kind of let the kitty out of the bag over the weekend that she has been told by the NCAA that they are going to take a look at how the net ranking system is working right now and are looking to refurbish it before the next season. Hallelujah. Praise to the gods above. Let's hope that this goes into play.
Yeah, it needs improvement, but the next iteration may be still fraught with holes. I mean, I don't know what they're going to come up with, but there are some problems with the net and the emphasis placed on it. And there's a problem, I think, in conference tournaments and automatic bids, but I don't look for that to change. That'd be good if they take a look and, you know, make some worthwhile changes.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, and we will have more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class for you. So stay with us. More to come after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Get slam dunk savings with IMON. Keeping up with March basketball requires blazing fast internet, and IMON is here to make sure you don't miss a second of the action. For a limited time, we've slashed our internet prices by $10 a month. Plus, we'll give you 2 months free. That means you'll save up to $400 your first 2 years. Switch by March 29th and score big. Visit go.imon.net/radio or call 319-200-6355 to get started. Stay always on with IMON. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
This PGA Tour moment is brought to you by True Green.
After winning the 2014 Open Championship a few weeks earlier and the Bridgestone Invitational the week before, Rory McIlroy entered the PGA Championship at Valhalla as the new number one ranked player in the world. On the final hole, McIlroy purposely hit into the Mickelson-Fowler group as darkness was quickly approaching. He parred out and captured his fourth major championship by the age of 25.
True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Evan Cohen here from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio for True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
We are back. Last few moments of the gym class program. Spencer on Sports comes your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And more on the NCAA tournament coming up with Spencer here in just a couple of moments. And we will talk with Cal Utterard coming up tomorrow. And then Mark Ironside will join us one final time on Wednesday to wrap up the collegiate wrestling season. As Penn State gets the record, they beat the record set by the Hawkeyes back at the Unidome in the day. And not a real big surprise right there, Mark. But, man, Penn State is a machine, and I just do not see this machine being derailed anytime soon.
No, and I don't think Mark Ironside does either with its financial backing and the talent it attracts and the coaching of Cale Anderson and the wrestling was phenomenal. Almost every match was terrific. The Mess and Brink car match was over the top to me. We'll talk more about it with Mark on Wednesday.
Yeah, looking really forward to that. Of course, the Iowa men's season ended last night with a loss to the Utah Utes. And Iowa will now concentrate on what their team is going to look like next year and even perhaps, according to the text line, what the coaching staff might look like next year in Iowa City. We know there will not be a DeSante Bowen. There are rumors out there as far as other personnel are concerned. Does sound as though, Mark, that Patrick McCaffrey has played his last game for Iowa. He does have a year of eligibility remaining if he chooses to use it. But he did tweet out last night or send out on X that the uniform, and he got permission to use the 22 uniform that had been previously retired. He kind of made it known that it's going back up into the rafters now.
Yeah, and Patrick is a great story in and of itself. As far as Iowa going forward, we'll talk more about it. But I think it needs to start with building a wall about the 19-20-foot range.
Yeah, the defense not the greatest last night for the Hawkeyes. As that's kind of been the MO this year. Tough night for Peyton Sanford as well. He'll be back for his senior season, you would imagine. Again, do not be alarmed if he puts his name in for the NBA draft. He's going to go through that scouting cycle, see exactly what he needs to improve on, et cetera, et cetera. Iowa State's already got a commitment out of the portal. I think Iowa needs to. Their biannual trip to the portal to try to get a big guy. Now it's an annual trip into the portal to try to get a big guy. But I think you're going to see that probably be the number one priority. Is Tony Perkins coming back? He does have a year of eligibility remaining. I don't see it, but who knows? Maybe that's a reason why DeSante Bowen left. Harding's been getting better. that's good news for the Hawkeyes, and they do have a pretty good group coming in next year, as does Iowa State. So we will see. It's going to be a lot different looking in Des Moines and Cedar Falls, that's for sure, going into the 24-25 Mo Valley season. All right. Thanks to everybody out there for weighing in. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. Get some sleep, Isaac. And, Mark, we will talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. Have a great night, everybody.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a